Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen. Today we're reading 2 Samuel 11 through 14. Tragedy could happen to you just as it did to David if you take your eyes off the Lord. That is, of course, from today's My Daily Walk. The thing about Satan is he knows your sin. If you have no problem drinking in moderation, he won't tempt you with another drink. He'll tempt you with whatever your weakness is. For David, it was beautiful women. He, a man after God's own heart, just couldn't resist. Then, in an effort to cover his butt, he first tries to trick Bathsheba's husband Uriah into sleeping with her. When the committed soldier refuses, David arranges for his death. How quickly one little sin that wouldn't affect anyone else becomes a murder plot. I kind of enjoy the fact that David is revealed as such a sinner because it makes him relatable. Up until now, he seemed more noble than any of us could ever hope to be, but now we see that he, like us, is broken and in desperate need of a savior. But what did he do when he got busted? He confessed his guilt, and although he was forgiven, he did not escape the consequences of his sin. Something I teach my children all the time, that even when you're forgiven, even when you say that's okay, you still have consequences for the mistake you made. In the account of David and Bathsheba, we find many lessons. First, secret sin will be found out. Second, God will forgive anyone who repents. Third, sin's consequences remain even when the sin is forgiven. Fourth, God can work even in difficult situations. In fact, David and Bathsheba's next son, Solomon, became the heir to their throne. Even in bad situations, God has a plan that serves his sovereign purpose. All of that is from the Got Questions link about David and Bathsheba's story. And of course, I'm including a link in the podcast description. The next few stories are so convoluted and bothersome, I'm going to enlist the help of Got Questions once again for help explaining. So these are the stories that, in my opinion, can be very difficult to read and difficult to explain, which is why I'm not even going to try. But if you want to read more about it, you can go to these links about Amnon and Tamar, more about Tamar in the Bible, and who was Absalom, of course, as well. There is a lot we can learn and a lot we can take from it. It's just above my pay grade, let's put it that way. So go to gotquestions.org for more, and there are links included in this description. So tomorrow is a day off, but please read the reflection page on how to waddle, W-O-T-L, how to waddle. It'll make sense after you read it. Then it'll be 2 Samuel 15 through 18. Also, I love hearing from you all, especially about how the Bible reading has impacted your life. So I want to encourage everyone to please share your takeaways. After almost 3 months of this year-long journey, what have you learned? What has been good timing for you? What has been a roadblock? Please share. Maybe someone else feels the same way or has missed something that you share. So please share your thoughts in either an email, you can comment, you can get on the Facebook group. I love knowing how this is going for you. Happy reading. This episode is brought to you by Travel with Friends. Life is easier with friends. With a knowledgeable friend, well-equipped and available to help you through every step of your travel journey, working with Travel with Friends is just easy. Give us a call today, 501-379-9226, or email us at friends@travelwithfriends.com, or click the link in the description below and fill out our Host a Tour form at the bottom of the page.